The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is WTBR 89.7 FM, Pittsfield's community radio, and you're listening to Stuff, a show about tips, hints, hacks, a joke or two. Listen in every Thursday morning. Here we go.
Program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR, FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
That was Greg. Was that Greg?
That was not Greg.
Man.
That was me.
Really?
Yeah.
I know you're using AI to change it, but I try to hear a little bit of you, you know, maybe.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think that's Greg.
No.
So we haven't even started our show, and we were sitting here, and we were listening to the show that is aired on Thursday morning, which
right.
is this morning, not today,
uh-huh.
but the other day. And we were listening, which we don't like to do.
Not usually.
And we were talking about pencils. And as I'm listening to this conversation that she and I had, Bev and I had, I'm thinking, what? We're taking 5 minutes to talk about pencils. And then I think that's the beauty. That's just the beauty of this program.
Yeah.
We just have so much fun talking about nothing. And it reminds me of the Seinfeld series.
Kind of. It's a show about nothing. Yeah.
And it worked. Maybe we should contact Jerry Seinfeld and ask him to be, wouldn't that be something?
Call in and be a co-host or something.
Be a co-host. That's right. He can call in. He doesn't even have to come here.
No, but that would be okay, too.
That'd be great. Who doesn't want to come here to the Berkshires? It's beautiful. Oh, my gosh. Isn't it beautiful?
It's okay.
It's beautiful right now. Talk to us again in December, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, my
gosh. I'm from upstate New York, which is similar, but it's more like spread out. Massachusetts is really squished.
Yes, we are squished. It is squished. We are squished.
Yeah.
Now, we went to Tennessee a couple weeks ago, and it's spread out. A lot of it is spread out. When you talk to people who have homes, I did. I spoke to someone who has a home, and they bought some land on a mountain, and they're going to build a home.
Uh-huh.
I said, oh, you bought some land. How much did you buy? And they said 8 acres, and we're trying to get 8 more. I said, oh, that's wonderful. I said, oh, so you wanted more land? And she said, yeah. She said, right now we have 5. And I'm thinking about my neighborhood. We got like 5 feet, 5 feet on each side. And that's too small.
Uh-huh.
Up where my friends live. That's just too small.
Oh, of course.
You need, my friends have, I think, 47 acres. That's just what it is, where we were.
I love the house that you helped me to get, but I actually went down as far as property goes.
As far as property.
Yeah.
And you had no one around you. You do.
I have a house across the street and one to my side.
But you have nothing behind you. Do you?
Not really.
You've got a lot of land. See, so that's a pretty good sized lot.
Yeah. It's not quite
But it's
an
not,
acre.
You know, not up in Tennessee, over in Tennessee. It's just like, you're kidding me. When they came to visit me, I mean, my house is in a neighborhood. And I thought, man, they're going to feel so squashed.
I drive by these places where the houses are so close together, if you whispered, you could hear.
Mine.
And it's like, how do people do this?
You have to pretend you're camping.
What?
I sold my house, and I had a lot of land. I had not a lot. I had about 4 acres.
Uh-huh.
And I moved to my neighborhood. Totally different from me, because I have neighbors right next door.
Uh-huh.
And that's what I had to keep saying to myself. I have to pretend I'm camping, because you can hear everything. And you're close to people, and the dogs are barking, and people are out, and you hear the kids, and you have to go, oh, this is like camping. Well, that lasted for about, I don't know, a week and a day.
That would kill me.
Why did I sell my other house?
That would kill me. I don't know how you do it.
Yeah.
I really don't. If I can hear you, I don't want to know you. Get away.
Mm-hmm. The good thing is that I have good neighbors.
Yeah, I
it
do,
It could
too.
Be much worse.
Yeah, yeah. I got to say, I have some great neighbors.
Mm-hmm.
Their chickens even liked our lawn one day.
They came over.
They crossed the street and came over into the yard. The only one time out of the whole time that we've been living there. But it was the funniest thing to look out the window and see all
see
these chickens.
See the chickens. Do you know them well enough to get eggs?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's great. And I know you love eggs.
I have eggs every day.
Every day. And
every
your cholesterol
day.
Is fine. Okay.
Maybe a little high.
Okay.
But that's okay. I'm on a new walking plan.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Good.
They say that you can lose weight faster if you change it up. You go a normal 2-minute walk, slow, you know, just casual. Run like hell.
For how long?
2 more minutes.
Okay.
And then just kind of stroll.
As you're catching.
Yeah. Yeah. And every once in a while, you just speed it up again and stop. They say that helps the system change. I don't know what. I'm still studying this.
Okay.
So I'm trying that.
You're trying that. So you're walking, mm-hmm. running for 2 minutes,
mm-hmm.
and then you stop because you're dying.
Yeah.
And then you walk to rest,
mm-hmm.
and then you do it again.
Mm-hmm.
I think that makes sense. It's kind of like going up a bunch of stairs. You go up a level and you stop because you're dying, and then you rest and think, am I going to really go up the rest of those stairs?
That in my house is a big deal for me. Mm. I am so proud of myself because I used to go up the stairs, and by the time I got to the top, if I wasn't holding on to something, I'd be on the floor. And now I'm running up the stairs like there's nothing going on.
That is just since you started this new walking program?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
How long have you been doing that?
A couple of weeks.
No.
And it says that anybody that walks upstairs has a better chance at life and health than people who don't.
Probably because on upstairs is the oxygen tank that you left. You have to go up and get it. Okay.
All right. What you got?
Well, I wanted to know if you have true or false.
No,
this
actually,
morning.
I don't. I
you
could ask
don't.
You questions, but I don't have true or false.
Go ahead. Ask a question. Do you have a question to ask?
Oh, I have quite a few.
I'd like to hear one. And then I'll do the days of the week.
Okay. All okay. Right. Okay.
For the holidays.
This is going to annoy some people. How old is the universe in years?
How old is the universe in years? Well,
plus or minus a billion years.
Plus or minus a billion years. Well, as a Christian, as you know,
mm-hmm.
I would say it's in infinity.
Mm-hmm.
There's no age.
Ooh, I like that.
It always was, it always will be. It always has been.
Okay.
What's the answer?
13.8 billion.
Wonder who figured that out.
Scientists.
Oh,
used various methods to estimate its age.
Wow.
These included methods such as measuring the composition of matter and energy density, the oldest objects in space, measured the age of some of the oldest known stars, blah, 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 blah.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder when they're going to review that and change it. Okay.
Gotcha. There you go. All right. There's your question.
Okay. So we are, so our schedule, July 4th, we're not going to have a show. So if you're waiting for the show on July 4th and we're not there, it's because we didn't do a show. But you'll have no idea because you're probably going to hear this on July 11th.
Could be. Could be.
So we hope you enjoyed July 4th and the parade, mm-hmm. if indeed mm-hmm. this runs after July.
I don't know if they know what's going to run when.
No. I just know the parade is going to be on the 4th, obviously.
Oh, okay.
In Pittsfield.
Uh-huh.
And I hope you all come. It's a fun parade. It's a big parade.
It's a very important parade, very well-known, popular
yes.
parade.
Very, very well done. And Miss Cookie Crumple, I will just give a plug for. She is always in the parade, and she will be in the parade. And she will be walking. She will be having her bodyguards to guard her.
And if guard you, the crowd from her.
Mm-hmm. If you're listening and you're going to the 4th of July parade, which is July 4th, at 10 o'clock, you can bring flowers and you can bring them to Miss Crumple if you would
Aww.
Like. And we'll see what happens.
Oh, that's yeah. a nice idea. I've yeah. started buying myself flowers now. Every time I get my paycheck in the month and I go to the store and buy my groceries, I get some flowers.
I do that. Do you do the 3 for $15?
No.
Do you go to Market 32?
Uh-huh.
They have 3 bunches for $15.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. You don't have to buy 3, but I get 3. And then I put
well,
them
I pick
around
the
my
ones
house.
That are cheaper because they have this one particular flower that I like to dry. It's purple.
Oh.
It's kind of stiff.
Does it stay purple?
It does.
Oh. And you dry those and then you can have them all year?
Yep.
Awesome. July 11th, which is a Tuesday, it's Cheer Up the Lonely Day.
Aww.
The 12th, and it's not Tuesday. Ignore the day that
okay.
I said.
Okay.
July 13th is Embrace Your Geekness Day.
Okay.
The 14th is Pandemonium Day.
Okay.
I'd like to fast forward to that day. Oh, wait, we've already gone past these days. What is today?
What?
No, we haven't. No, we haven't. No, we haven't. No,
we're
we haven't.
Not even in the
yeah,
month
yeah, yeah,
of
yeah,
July.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The 15th is Gummy Worm Day. The 16th is Corn Fritters Day.
What did you say the 15th was?
Gummy Worm Day. You like gummy worms?
No, I'm visiting a bunch of friends, and I just was curious what day that's going to be. So,
are you visiting them on the 15th?
Yeah.
You're going to bring gummy worms?
I might.
You might. Then you can make yourself some corn fritters, and on the 16th, after your corn fritters, you can have ice cream. When we were in Tennessee, our friend's friend made hand-churned buttermilk ice cream.
Whoa.
Yeah, very cool. 17th is Yellow Pig Day, whatever that means. It's also Emoji Day. The 18th, you've got two choices, Insurance Nerd Day or Caviar Day.
I feel so sorry for insurance nerds.
I feel really bad for anybody who's caviar.
Oh, that's horrible stuff.
Insurance nerds.
Yeah. They got to know so much stifling yeah. facts.
Yeah.
Numbers and
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, don't insurance companies hire actuaries? I don't even know.
Are they
know.
Actually actuaries?
I think they. I had a client that was an actuary, and I thought, how do you do that? You go in this room all day, and all you do is calculate and figure out the numbers, how they're going to work, how they're going to benefit, all
mind-numbing
numbers.
You.
That's why it's called a number.
Aha.
Yes, a number.
Oh, very good. Very good.
The 19th is Stick Out Your Tongue Day, and the 20th is Space Exploration Day. You can look these up. Just go to Google and Google funny holidays. You have to find
Stick Out Your Tongue Day?
It's Stick Out Your Tongue Day. That's so strange.
My cat does that better than I do.
Imagine if everyone paid attention and you were walking around in a city and everybody was sticking out their tongue. It'd be a strange sight to see.
We'd probably have a lot of fights.
You think?
Uh-huh. You sticking your tongue out at me? All right. I am going with some strange things in the galaxy.
Mm-hmm.
I have a whole bunch of space. Did you know that this galaxy that we're in has two black holes?
Hmm.
Most galaxies are probably anchored by a supermassive black hole at their center. A few, though, contain not one, but two.
Hmm.
Wow.
Where do they go?
They don't go anywhere, and you don't go near them either, because you wouldn't go anywhere.
Mm.
Little pieces.
Heads out into the abyss.
Now, I've never seen a map that showed...
where they are?
A black hole in our universe, in our galaxy. No, I haven't. Hmm.
I love space museums. I've probably mentioned the one in Alabama.
Uh-huh.
I'm trying to think of the town that it was in.
Doesn't matter.
Oh, so good. You need to go to a really, really good one. There are places around here that you can go.
Yeah?
We were looking it up. Yeah.
Planetarium is in Williamstown.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so I was looking, I thought cooking. Okay, we haven't talked about cooking in a while.
Okay.
And I thought, I'll look up five ingredient recipes. And then I thought, I wonder if there's three ingredient recipes. And then I'm thinking, I wonder if there's two ingredient recipes.
I see where you're going with this, but I don't know if I like it.
Two ingredients. Two ingredients. I actually saw a YouTube video yesterday.
Yeah?
It's this really funny guy, and he's 40 years old, and he always says, you mean to tell, he's got a southern accent, you mean to tell me that for 40 years I could have been doing this? And then he goes, oh. And then he shows this thing that he does that he saw on the internet, and he tries it out.
Uh-huh.
So he takes a blender,
yeah,
and he pours in a bag of chocolate chips, and he pours in water. That's
okay.
It. That's
okay.
It.
Okay.
So one ingredient, but then he said, well, it might be two ingredients because I'm adding some water. And he blends it in the blender, puts it in the container, puts it in the refrigerator for 24 hours, and he gets chocolate mousse.
No way.
Yeah, way. And he takes it out, and he shows you, and he eats it, and then he goes, he always goes, like he's got asthma.
But
says,
did
you
work?
Kidding me? Yep. Most of the time when he tries things, it works. So I got this two ingredient recipes, and this is from peopleimages.com. This is a...
I'm just stuck on this. You can actually make mousse by chocolate and water?
Yeah. He took a blender, poured the whole bag of chocolate chips, and then he filled it with water, like up to the chocolate chip
line.
Would
any water or any chocolate matter?
I guess bittersweet wouldn't taste very well. He had a bag of Nestle's chocolate chips that you put in cookies.
And he blended it all up and put it in the fridge, and then it was mousse.
You should have seen it. It was the texture of chocolate mousse, not even pudding. It was fluffy. It was really amazing.
I have got to try that.
It's amazing. It's amazing. So it says here, chocolate and heavy cream,
mm-hmm,
blend those together and you have ganache.
What's ganache?
Ganache is the chocolate that
heavy cream and milk chocolate.
You know what the bakers on TV, they pour that shiny kind of frosting on top.
Oh, okay.
That's ganache.
Okay.
Yeah, that's not really a dinner, though.
No.
And that's not really a food. So the ganache is very silky. You can do, you're not going to like this one.
Oh, well, don't.
You can do bacon-wrapped dates.
Ugh.
Oh, yum.
Ugh.
So you mix something sweet and salty together. Lots of people do them. They even stuff the dates if you want to add another ingredient.
How do you stuff a date?
Well, the
They're
date's
not pit, that big.
Pitless. And you put a it's pitless. And you can put anything inside. You can put a little bit of prosciutto in there. You can put a little ham in there. You can put a little cream cheese in there.
Isn't that kind of like over the overboard?
Oh, no, it's yummy. And then you you put some balsamic drizzle, like reduction balsamic on the top of it. Oh, yum. With the bacon.
I'll take your word for it.
Oh, yum, yum, yum. You want to get soft, plump dates.
Yeah.
Yes. Wrap the bacon around the date, put it in the oven, and just wait until the bacon gets all kinds of bubbly and crunchy.
I don't know if I'd want to go on a date with you.
Oh, it's so yummy. It's so yummy.
All right. All right.
Okay.
Did you know that dead stars are stupidly strong?
How can that be?
The strongest substance in the universe forms from the leftovers of a dead star. According to simulations, protons and neutrons in a star's shriveled husk can be subject to insane gravitational pressure, which squeezes them into linguine-like tangles of material that would snap, but only if you applied to them 10 billion times the force needed to shatter steel.
Ooh, gravitational pull. Mm-hmm. Now, isn't that a miracle?
Love it, love it.
What is the diamonds are still the hardest, right?
As far as I know, the carbon.
Mm-hmm. Ice cream bread. You want to make some ice cream bread? Get this.
How does it stay together?
Well, ice cream and self-rising flour. Listen to this. This is interesting. This shortcut recipe is perfect for someone who loves baked goods but doesn't have the patience or the pantry space to gather a bunch of baking essentials and carefully measure out each one. You with me now?
Yeah.
The idea behind the combination of ice cream and self-rising flour is that each one is itself a mixture of ingredients. Self-rising flour is all-purpose flour with salt, baking powder added. Ice cream is cream, milk, sugar, and sometimes eggs. There is an ice cream that has eggs in it, and I know this for a fact.
Oh,
if
okay.
You list all of these components separately, it looks like a standard cake recipe.
Okay.
Combining these two ingredients together just expedites the process. So you have all the things needed to make a cake with self-rising flour and ice cream because all the ingredients are within those two products. So it
says, that doesn't seem possible.
Well, it says bake your melted ice cream and flour mixture in a loaf or cake pan until it's dry and golden. Vanilla ice cream makes simple classic cake, but the formula leaves plenty of room for experimenting with other flavors like coffee, chocolate, or something less expected, green tea, or pistachio. If you choose a flavor of ice cream with large chunks, such as pistachios or walnuts, I said that for my sister because she likes
maple walnuts.
Strain the melted ice cream and chop the nuts so they don't sink to the bottom of your cake, or give them a pulse in a food processor to break them up.
Doesn't that mean the cake is pretty dry?
I guess we don't know unless we try it. Isn't that simple, though?
That is weird.
And I do know there's ice cream with eggs. I know this because there was an ice cream event at a local school, and they, of course, wanted to make sure that the kids were not getting peanuts and things like that.
Sure.
And one little kid has an egg allergy, and they ran out of ice cream, and they had to go get some at the market. And when they did, and they brought it back, right before she ate it, somebody thought to look at the label.
Oh, no.
And it was vanilla ice cream, and it had eggs in it. Interesting, isn't it?
So certainly would have been for her.
Oh, yeah. It would have been a very bad day.
Whoa.
Very bad day. I'm going to try this recipe.
Okay.
I'm excited about it. I think it would be cool. And you know for sure I'm going to want to do chocolate.
I thought you were a vanilla hazard.
No.
Okay.
Oh, I am chocolate and chocolate peanut butter and caramel all the way.
Okay. Do you know what is the smallest planet in our solar system?
No.
That's not quite what I expected. I expected a guess.
Oh, Pluto. But is Pluto a planet? Pluto's not a planet anymore, is it? Oh, no, I think they gave that title back.
No, they didn't.
Oh, they didn't? Not
that I know of.
Okay. Anyway.
Yeah.
The smallest planet? Is it us?
No.
Oh, okay. I'm not, no.
Mercury only has an equatorial radius of 1,516 miles.
Mercury, that was my guess.
Yeah, okay. It's smaller than Jupiter's largest moon.
Uh-huh.
So that could be, and it's shrinking.
Mm-hmm.
So pretty soon Mercury may be out of the system. Who knows?
Mm-hmm.
Only a 1,500-mile radius.
That's tiny.
Yeah.
That's very tiny.
Right around the equator, the biggest part.
Yeah, that's very tiny. I'd love to live in a planet like that, where it's really tiny and cozy.
You could go the whole place.
Cozy and small. You could do your walking.
Yeah. You could take a trip around the world.
You
all
could.
Day.
You could. So, you want to make non-churn ice cream. You can use heavy cream and sweetened condensed milk. It's all you need. No ice cream maker, no problem. This method of making ice cream isn't as traditional as taking a custard base and then churning it in a machine until it's aerated and thick. But this is just as delicious as that ice cream. It only requires heavy cream and sweetened condensed milk.
And you don't have all those preservatives.
Right. Just all the sugar. Sugar and more sugar.
Wow.
Sweetened condensed milk is that thick, syrupy, very sweet. And don't get confused with evaporated milk. It's not evaporated. It's sweetened condensed milk.
Make sure you read the label.
That's right. It looks the same. The sweet dairy product has a concentrated toasted milk flavor. The heavy cream needs to be whipped. So you whip your heavy cream to firm, stable peaks. Not that, kind of a whip. So you need to get the peaks going.
Gotcha.
In your whipped cream.
Yes.
You picturing this?
I am. I can
and
see it.
And then you add in the sweetened condensed milk slowly.
Okay.
It gets a mousse-like result. Then you freeze it.
I love mousse.
Oh, me too. With raspberry?
No.
Yes. Or strawberries.
Careful. Calm down.
So then you can put, after it firms up in the refrigerator or the freezer, it you can take it out. And you can put crushed cookies on top, or you can put nuts, or you can put
sprinkles.
Chocolate on the top.
Okay.
So if you just happen to have heavy cream.
Who keeps?
I know.
Never mind.
I know. Hey, I have a thing of heavy cream and sweetened condensed milk in my cabinet.
You do not.
No, I don't.
Whoa. Well, I was going to go to break, and
I
hit the button, and it said
and
application error.
Whoa, always so, technical difficulties, so
yeah,
we will just plow through.
I can't do anything with it, so I'm just going to go, okay, and maybe it'll go back to wherever it was supposed to be, and a back screen, and then, okay, no, I don't know. Hey, take a break, people.
Take a break.
Whoa, like, what exactly is happening here?
89.7 WTBR-FM, Pittsfield.
Support for WTBR comes from Greylock Federal Credit Union. Proud to support high school arts and sports programs. Greylock Federal. Opportunity grows here. With locations throughout the Berkshires and online at greylock.org. And from Evco Hypnosis. Want to lose weight, quit smoking, sleep better, or relieve stress and anxiety? EVCO Hypnosis is here to help you become happier, healthier, and stronger. Call 413-212-0283 or go to evcohypnosis.com. That's EVCOhypnosis.com.
We all know WTBR is great to listen to on 89.7 FM, but did you know that you can listen to WTBR just about anywhere? We've got a web stream, and it's easy to use. Go to WTBRFM.com on your computer and click play. You can use the TuneIn app on your smartphone and connect it to your car's sound system. Or you can use your smart speaker. Just say, Alexa, play WTBRFM, and there's your community radio station. WTBR, for the love of radio.
The Berkshire Mobile Farmers Market returns this summer. Our mission is to support local farms by bringing their fresh food to communities across Berkshire County. We sell seasonal produce, eggs, meat, cheese, bread, and more. Plus, we offer a sliding scale payment system. We'll be in Adams, North Adams, Beckett, Monterey, and two Pittsfield locations from June through October. Find out more at berkshiremobilefarmersmarket.org.
Support for this public service announcement comes from Berkshire Community College and Park Square Productions.
Greetings, this is John Pollock, host of The Jazz Train, which comes your way every Saturday night from 10 to 11:30. The Jazz Train generally features music recorded on a particular calendar date in years past and provides relevant commentary and discographical details. So why not join me for a ride on The Jazz Train for a weekly musical adventure, coming to you on 89.7 WTBR-FM, Pittsfield Community Radio.
Support for WTBR comes from Berkshire Community College. BCC provides access to higher education to everyone in Berkshire County and beyond, offering more than 50 high-quality programs, small class sizes, and an affordable education to help their students of all ages achieve their dreams. At BCC, their middle name is community. And from Tim's Lawn Care, it's almost time for spring cleanups. Tim's Lawn Care can also take care of your landscaping, lawn care, mulching, and more. Tim's Lawn Care, 413-281-4222 and online at timslawncarelandscaping.com.
Radio for people who used to love radio. Welcome back. WTBR.
I lost everything. The music, everything. It just went.
It's just us?
I did that the other day into my... I am in deep, deep depression doo-doo. I was cleaning out my mailbox. And I
Stop. Your mailbox on the street or your computer
mailbox?
No,
computer.
Oh.
I accidentally deleted permanently.
No.
Everything.
No.
It's everything. I'd saved over 7 years.
No.
Gone.
No. Where did it go?
And then I went to the help site for Google and all that, and they said, well, if you hadn't pressed permanently, we could have given you them back.
No.
It's like, no.
7 years of?
Anything. File folders.
No.
You name it. Whatever you think is on your computer in your email stuff.
Could it be in the cloud?
No.
Oh,
so I learned a great lesson.
Never click permanently.
I don't know why I did. I think I know I'm smarter than that. So what in heck made me just go plink?
You need to pick up that computer and bring it to Bug Busters.
Who?
Where Mark used to work at Bug Busters on East
Bug?
Street. Bug Busters.
B-U-G?
Yeah. Yeah. They're good. They're good.
But if it's permanently gone, how are they going to help?
Well, what I've learned from my husband is sometimes permanently may not necessarily mean permanently.
Really?
Maybe. I'm only telling you what I think I might know, maybe.
Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. All right, that's good.
Always keep trying until finally...
Do, 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 dun, dun,
do,
dun.
Do, do, and we'll bow our heads. Okay.
Okay.
Hey, so you know what? We're here every Thursday morning at 8:30. WTBR 89.7 FM. This is our show, and it is called Stuff. And I'm Lynn.
Bev.
And we have an email address. Thank you for your emails. Thank you for your ideas.
Stuffingforus@gmail.com. Come on, people.
A shout out to all of our fancy, fancy friends who we love and who talk to us, who text us, who email us, who chat with us at church and run into us in the store. Because sometimes if we're talking somewhere, people say, "Hey, I know that voice." And I say, "What voice? I don't know what you're talking about.
It's not me. I didn't do it." No, I didn't do it. Okay. I guess we're back from the break because
we didn't have one.
Yeah. So
maybe they can put one in for us.
They'll have to.
Yes, our wonderful editors here at the station. Hey, I don't know if our password show was on.
I don't know.
So, that
was so much
we've
fun.
We've been away, and if you did hear the password show,
tell us.
Oh, yeah, tell us. Let us know. You can call the station at the number that the station has that's listed somewhere in the universe.
Uh-huh.
And, or you can email us at that lovely email that we have.
Stuffingforus@gmail.com.
Let us know what you thought of Password. If you haven't listened and heard, if you have listened and not heard Password, just wait. It's a coming.
It was just the best.
Blast.
It was we had the big cheeses in here.
We had perfect guys. It was perfect. You guys were great. So you can take some cream spinach. Do you like cream spinach?
Yeah.
I do too. And Bourzon cheese.
And what cheese?
Bourzon.
What is that?
Bourzin, Bourzin, if you say it the way Americans say it, but it's French and it's Bourzon.
I have never heard of it.
It's in the cheese section.
Obviously.
And you have to look for it, and it says Bourzon right on the box. And
but what other cheese does it taste like?
Bourzon. Get this. Many, 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 many years ago, I went to Paris, and I found this cheese because we went to a park, and we did the whole French thing. We had the wine and the cheese and the bread and the fruit, and I loved that cheese. And I tried to bring it home in my suitcase, which didn't work very well.
Oh, did it
and
smell?
I was so disappointed. Oh, yeah, it was bad. I was so disappointed that I could never have that cheese again unless I went to France.
Oh,
and this went on for a while.
Yeah.
And then I was in the grocery store one day, and I was looking in the cheese section, and there it was, Bourzon cheese in America, in Pittsfield, Massachusetts.
And you said,
yay! It's delicious. It's kind of a soft, spreadable type cheese that you could spread on a bagel or crackers.
Yeah.
It kind of has the texture of cream cheese, but it has spices and things in it.
Is spicy?
No. Just flavor.
Oh, okay.
In it. No,
okay.
It's not spicy. So you can get some Bourzon cheese.
Is
and
it
you
expensive?
Can get some. You know, I don't recall. I haven't purchased it in a long while.
Yeah, you really missed it.
I was in my 20s. So you get yourself some Bourzon cheese and some cream spinach. And chop up that spinach, and you heat. I'm trying to find the, it says you get steakhouse quality creamed spinach.
Steakhouse quality?
Yeah, evidently steakhouse quality creamed spinach.
That doesn't make any sense in my book.
I don't know how many restaurants I've been to in my life that have creamed spinach.
Or steakhouse spinach, yeah.
So it's a soft seasoned cheese. Oh, I got it right. The texture is between cream cheese and goat cheese. You warm it up, you melt it up, you mix it with the spinach in a saucepan, you melt it all together.
Isn't goat cheese like feta?
It's a little milder than feta, and it's a little softer than feta.
Yeah,
that is more dry.
Yeah,
but You might like the Borzon cheese.
I might try some.
So you just cook it all together right on the skillet.
Okay.
If you just happen today to have some frozen spinach and some Borzon cheese.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Hey, two ingredients. Come on.
That's not bad.
Great stuff.
Hey, I'm still with the chocolate and the water.
I know you're going to try that.
That is just...
Do you have a blender?
I have a blender. I have chocolate. I don't have the little things, but I'm going to the store after this.
Are you?
And I'm going to find some of those.
Now, I don't know if he used milk chocolate chips or the semi-sweet chocolate chips. I guess it depends on your preference as to how sweet you would like it.
Very sweet.
So you would want the milk chocolate chips, yep. Not the semi-sweet. Don't forget.
So tell me again the proportions.
Rewind. Okay, get your blender out. Open your bag of chocolate chips. Uh-huh. Pour them in your blender.
Do they come in different size bags?
You know the bag. You know the bag. And then you go and you put some water in there. Now, what he did was he put enough water in there just to cover the chips.
Okay. Just enough.
Just enough to cover the chips.
Okay.
And then he whipped that puppy up in the blender.
Do you know how long?
He just whipped it and whipped it and whipped it. I don't know how long.
Okay. All right.
I guess I'd whip it until it looks whipped. Until it doesn't look bumpy anymore. And then he poured it into a large measuring cup. Because he's a guy. I'm sorry. And put it in the refrigerator. And then took it out.
He didn't put it in the freezer. He put it in the fridge.
He put it in the refrigerator. Yes. Because it came out like, it looked like pudding. But when he put a spoon in it, it was very aerated.
Did he cover it before he put it in?
No. But he's a guy. I'm really sorry. I don't mean to be sexist, but I only know. Oh, gosh. I'll speak for myself.
Okay.
So, no, not covered. And I think he might have even eaten it with a wooden spoon. But
Okay.
Okay, do you think you have it now?
I think I have it.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right.
The Milky Way may be home, but that doesn't make it any less weird. It turns out that the Milky Way has been poaching galaxies from its neighbors.
Oh.
In research published in October 2019, astronomers reported that four dwarf galaxies and two large galaxies, known as Carina and Fornax, used to orbit the large cloud, a galaxy about 163,000 light years away. Now all six of these galaxies belong to the Milky Way's orbit. As a bonus, the study also found that the large cloud is stranger than previously believed. It hosts many tiny dwarf galaxies, some of which are so faint they don't even have stars.
Unbelievable.
So we're chomping down on our neighbor galaxies.
It's amazing because if you have a camera on that and you pull away and 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 pull away, where all of this is a dot.
Mm-hmm.
It's
mm-hmm.
just a dot.
Mm-hmm.
Can you imagine what is out there?
Talking about feeling insignificant.
Uh-huh. We're just a little tiny speck.
We're tired.
We are tired.
We're tinier than dots.
We're tinier than dots.
We're our dots you can't see.
What is that movie? It was so cute. Horton Hears a Who.
What has that got to do with...
Remember Horton Hears a Who? It was that Horton was a... What was Horton? He was some kind of a furry elephant? An elephant?
I thought it was a rhino.
An elephant. And he picked a flower. Remember, he picked a flower with his tusk.
And he heard somebody
and
talking.
And he heard something. And
singing
it was
or
a
something?
Whole universe in the flower, a whole planet.
I love
of
those
people
kind of things.
In the flower, and they got to communicate with Horton.
That makes me think of Zoom.
Isn't that crazy?
Because you can zoom in and keep going. And
oh, I know.
A Zoom quilt.
And the zoom out. Mm-hmm. The zooming out, that's why I like to go to the space things. They zoom out and you go, whoa, it's so much more than we know.
There's so far out.
Much more out there.
Ooh. I found out some really, really good stuff. But anyway, yes, and you know what? It's time to say goodbye.
One more thing.
What?
You're going to love this.
Okay.
How can it be time to say goodbye? We just took a break. Oh, no, we didn't.
No.
Okay. Listen to this quickly.
Yes.
Sour candy grapes. You get grapes and Jell-O powder.
And Any kind?
Yep. In Jell-O, there's gelatin and sugar. And what you do is you put the grapes, you roll the wet grapes in the choice of your Jell-O flavor.
Uh-huh.
Until they're well coated. Then you set them aside. The Jell-O will turn crisp and sugary. It will be a fruity, candy-like treat. You roll
like jelly beans?
You roll the grapes in the Jell-O and leave them there. And the yeah.
Is this while the Jell-O is
powder?
Oh, you just use the powder. You don't mix it or anything.
Wet grapes. You roll them in the Jell-O. Try it.
Man, I got to make a list.
I know. It's crazy. All right. This is Lynn.
And Bev.
We're Stuff.
And we're signing off because I don't have the music, and they're going to put it in for us. Have a good day. The views and opinions of this program are those of the hosts and not those of PCTV or WTBR.